they coming to the net and creating the screens, and they always had somebody around the net, but I thought our D did a great job by clearing the pucks. And it's always the key, you know. It has to work all this together, you know. Me making a save and them clearing the puck, and I thought they did a great job. But I thought they came out hard in the first period, and they were playing well. But we stick with the system, and we were patient, and we played the road game.
How do you keep patience?
How do I keep patient?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess stay calm and believe in what you gotta do. And sometimes you have to. If the play is not there, you chip the puck out. And I thought the boys after first period did a great job by recognizing the pressure, because they were coming and pressuring us. And they. So.
It seems like that's kind of like the motto for the whole team now, is just to kind of keep your poise and don't get, despite how important these games are, just kind of.
It's always like this. Once you get to February, March, that's what you're gonna get. It's almost a playoff games where you have to realize the situation, you have to realize the pressure, you have to realize who you're playing against, and all those little things.
You've seen PA all year. What do you think? Just his skill level and the way he can.
Yeah, he's very poised with the puck. He reads the play well. He can see the ice really well. And any player who can see the ice well and who can who have a good hands, have a good chance to succeed in this league. And plus, he's always trying to get back in a position defensively, and that's even make him a better player. So.
Islanders have won two games in Winnipeg now. What, if, in your opinion, has been the success, the key to the success of the Islanders here in Winnipeg?
I don't know. It's I'm not putting too much thoughts into this. It's for us, is we have to go to some buildings and win some games. It's a tough building to play, but it's exciting building to play.